Republican presidential candidate John Kasich has become a frequent visitor to New Hampshire this primary season, but it's not the first time the Ohio governor has campaigned in the Granite State. As NHPR's Jason Moon reports, Kasich's first presidential run 16 years ago mirrors his current campaign in many ways.
John Kasich likes to sum up the last time he ran for president in New Hampshire with a story. It starts with him talking to a potential supporter in Bow in 1999.
And we were standing at the sink, and it was going great. And I'm thinking, I've got myself a town captain here. There is just no question about this. And then after about 20 minutes, she looked at her watch and she said, "When do you think the candidate's going to get here?" That's when I knew it was time to go back to Ohio.
16 years ago, a boyish-looking John Kasich arrived in New Hampshire with an exploratory presidential campaign. The Ohio Republican was already a 16-year veteran of Congress at that point, and as chairman of the House Budget Committee, he had recently reached a balanced budget deal with the Clinton administration. But even with that political success, Kasich had a number of things working against him. Few people knew who he was, and he had no executive experience. And as a member of the House, Kasich was attempting to become the first sitting congressman elected president since 1880. Still, he hit the campaign trail with enthusiasm. C-SPAN captured one moment in February of 1999 when Kasich and his wife Karen walked a snowy street in Merrimack, handing out flyers for what was then a cutting-edge tool in political campaigns, a website.
Hi. Ma'am, yes. I'm John Kasich from Ohio, and I may be running for president. I just wanted to meet you, and there all these hordes of people are out there. And do you look terrible here? I'll just reach my hand in the door and shake your hand.
Okay.
Do you ever get on the web?
No, not too often.
Well, but you, if you ever want to, that's how you do it. Tell your dog we said hello, and thank you.
Thanks.
Kasich was entering the race at a time when the Republican primary was dominated by the looming candidacy of George W. Bush. He was the two-term governor of Texas, the son of a former president, and he already had a massive fundraising operation. Referring to himself as the Jolt Cola candidate in a world of Coke and Pepsi choices, Kasich hoped to emerge as the energetic alternative to this frontrunner.
He just hoped that through sheer force of personality, which he had plenty of then, has plenty of now, that he could somehow break through.
Howard Wilkinson has covered Kasich for over 30 years as a reporter based in Cincinnati, Ohio. He says the campaign Kasich ran in 1999 is largely the same one he's running today.
If you could go back in time and follow him around for a day, you'd find it would be a very similar type of experience. It would just be a guy with not so much gray in his hair.
The message of smaller government and personal responsibility, packaged in a compassionate and at times even spiritual language, is certainly common to the Kasich campaigns of 1999 and 2015. And he even interacts with voters in strikingly similar ways, as when he chats about his taste in music with voters on the trail. The artists, however, have changed. In 1999, it was Will Smith and Pearl Jam, and today it's Linkin Park and The Killers. Kasich's campaign strategy to emerge as the energetic alternative to George Bush in New Hampshire worked. Just not for him. John McCain became that Jolt Cola candidate Kasich had hoped to become, and went on to win the New Hampshire primary by a healthy margin. By July of 99, Kasich dropped out of the race, and in his concession speech, Kasich endorsed the eventual president.
And George Bush's term of compassionate conservative really kind of defines exactly what John Kasich is all about. And many times when I'd watch the governor delivering a speech or an interview on television, I swear I could have turned the sound on and put my own voice in there. And so I feel as though I have a soul brother.
16 years later, Kasich is back in New Hampshire. Only now he's facing that soul brother's actual brother, Jeb Bush, and 15 others. In the interim, though, Kasich has been building his resume. He's worked as a Fox News personality, as an investment banker with Lehman Brothers, and as governor of Ohio for the last 5 years. Asked at a recent campaign event in New Hampshire how he's changed over the years.
My faith has gotten deeper. Now, why does that matter? Because it gives me perspective. It doesn't make the world so close.
Whatever perspective Kasich now holds, he finds himself grounded in a Republican Party that has changed quite a bit over the last 16 years. The rise of the Tea Party and a growing anti-establishment sentiment may put his brand of compassionate conservatism in a new, somewhat harsher light. But if the political landscape has shifted somewhat over the years, Kasich the candidate hasn't really, at least not in the eyes of his supporters. Bruce Berkey is a Concord lobbyist who's known Kasich since before his first run for president.
When Governor Kasich first came back to New Hampshire in 2015 in March, he said, Bruce, I'm going to go over with you what I plan to say tomorrow at the Politics and Eggs. So he went through it, and he said, what'd you think? And I said, Governor, I could have closed my eyes, and it could have been 1999 all over again.
For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.